Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. Here we are with another broadcast. Today, we're going to talk about source energy. There was no Big Bang, and we're going to talk about what happened, okay? First, we're going to play the national anthem. That's our national anthem. It's all about freedom. The mind of a free person is different than the mind of a slave. There's a lot of things that we have to talk about, a lot of things we're going to get into. We have to do them a little bit at a time because there's so much information, and we don't want to shock you too much too fast. First of all, we're comforters. That means that there's a lot of forgiveness that has to take place. And this is where we're at right now. We're on a mission of forgiveness. We need to learn how to forgive each other, and we need to learn how to love each other. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're doing things or thinking things that's not going to make the other person feel good, just don't do them. We function under the law of reap what you sow. The entire cosmos, it was set up under that law. That's the only law that exists. Everything else is rules made out from that law. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on that reaction, and that's called science, okay? They've taken the reap what you sow aspect out because that's the moral implication of science. Look, if you're building bombs for somebody else, knowing that somebody else is going to be building bombs for you, you reap what you sow. Be mindful of what you do to others because it's coming back. That's how your destiny is set up. Your destiny is set up not by some guy sitting up in a chair judging you, but by your own action. Be mindful of what you're doing out here because it's coming back. Okay. Now, today's topic is the uncaused cause. So we're going to work our way into that, but that's today's topic. I'm not in a position to shine a light on what I think is wrong with what the world is doing because I have a beam in my eye, so it's hard for me to see the speck in another person's eye. I was told that the world needs to be reborn and to be the messenger to start things in motion. The Bible is a book whose authenticity cannot be verified, but it has some great stories in it that you can learn from. It tells you that you are gods, knowing good from evil, and that you are great designers with a strong imagination. And the law of the universe is reap what you sow. Right now, you are caught in a trap that you must first escape from before the birthing process can begin. We are here so that the world can be reborn again. You are a target of a great masters. We call them the puppet masters. They have one thing on their mind, and that's to make you a slave through proxy. Their main goal is to get you to believe in something that no one can control but can give amazing benefits and gratification. The puppet masters do not take responsibility for the action towards you and give out of what they take in to help you out. They say that they have been blessed by this entity that they have made up or that somebody else have made up. They have adopted it for you to believe in. They call the entity God, but they only know what it does, but not who or what it is. The God that they depend on for everything is you, man. Stop giving and let them really get what they have from the entity that they pray to. If you doubt what I say, ask a believer what is God. The Father, not what he does, but what he is. The planet is called heaven because it was made to be a paradise for God. That's what the Bible calls you. There's no spirit, only incorporeal energy that powers the flesh or corporeal energy. This is 2023, man, and they prove the existence of the spirit, nor can they see with the machines that we have the incorporeal energy that we talk about. that we call the uncaused cause, okay? That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Our sciences starts with the Big Bang, but can't prove the before time of the Big Bang. Remember that we are designers. We will sooner or later design something to see it. When the egg of the baby carrier is first fertilized, there is light energy that enters the egg according to the film that was made of the process. That's when the incorporeal energy enters the egg and the flesh becomes a living entity or being. Not weeks, but hours. After the fertilization, by the time the blastocyst enters the uterus, in 5 to 8 days, the child is alive at that point. The implementation process, let me say that again, the implementation process is completed by the 9th or 10 days. So says the internet. Whether it will become a baby carrier or non-baby carrier, no one can tell at that point. You are gods, not just of this planet, but of this dimension. We were made to manage the Milky Way galaxy. That's right. That's why you're here. You are an amazing god. Don't let anyone tell you differently. The 5 tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, must work together to save the planet and beyond. This book alone with the Bible, this book alone with the Bible, King James Authorized Version, will help you. Only read that one. They have changed the books around so much, we don't know what's going on. But I say to you now, welcome to the birthing process. Elohim Christ, your host. The process has begun. I'm reading out of Tyrannical Scriptures, Book 4. Elohim, good book. That's what the Bible means. It just means a good book. And man, is this a good book. The world must be born again. Pre-Genesis to Genesis. This is where we're going today. But first, we're in Book 1. Now, first, there's a few things we need to say first, and we're going to say every time. What I just read is out of the book, Bible 2.0, and we're going to be reading that every time we start off. So we're going to talk about love every time we start off. We need to know how to love each other if we're going to get along. If you can't love each other, and if there's no forgiveness in you, how are we going to manage this? How are we going to do this thing? Okay? Our flag is black, brown, red, yellow, white. That's the color of our flag. To the right, we have the red, white, and blue. To the black, we have the red, black, and green. Those are the 3 flags that we show when we're going or at some place. Now, listen. As comforters, we're forgiven the atrocities that was committed under the red, white, and blue. As comforters, we're forgiving their atrocities that was committed under the red, black, and green. Don't get it twisted. Both people function under those flags, committed some heinous atrocities on some of the other tribes. That's the problem, okay? Each tribe, certain information you have to have. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe, you can see what they did. They left monuments. The brown tribe, you can see what they did. They left monuments. The red tribe, you can see what they did. They left monuments. There's no coincidence that they call these people the Redskins when they got here. The yellow tribe, they've done great things. Coming through the Mayans and all that kind of, you know, they left monuments and statues all over the place of their greatness as gods, not as men or women, but as gods. When they found, and if you check, every group has great monuments that instruct that they've set up based on religion. Every group that set their culture up based on religion, they're not here. They're gone. But the monuments all over the planet based on these so-called gods that they thought, or who thought they was a god, nobody else was, those monuments are still here. But the cultures, the societies are gone. This is one of the reasons why he crucified Jesus. He's telling you, stay away from religions, all of them, all right? That's why this book is going to be hard for a lot of people to handle, because it's coming at you hard, because it's time for you to be born again. And there's a couple of things that have to take place that we're going to talk about every time before we get into some of the other stuff. The truth. What is the truth? You need to know the truth before the birthing process can take place. The truth is, if you ask anybody what the truth is, they're going to come up with all kinds of the truth away. Depending on what you're talking about. What do you mean by the truth? Because we're so confused about everything. This is how they're tricking you up. Okay? The truth is what you see and do in your lifetime. That's the truth. It's the same for everybody, and it never changes. That's what's going on. You have to embrace the truth. When you read the Bible, that's not your truth. That's Moses' truth, Jesus' truth, Mark's truth, John's truth, Solomon's truth. It's their truth. There's things in everybody's journey that they have done that can make you a better person. When you read what they have done, you see something that make you a better person, use it. But don't take it as your truth, because it's not. This is how the puppet masters are getting over on you. Okay? They got this entity set up there where you got you thinking it's some kind of dictator who's chosen them to be their overseer and their proxy in their place. That's not what's going on. They're turning you into slaves. If they keep you in the framework of men and women, they will definitely make you their slaves. There's three thought processes in the Bible. That of a slave, Deuteronomy tell you to obey the slave master, man. That of men and women. There's so many restrictions and all kinds of crazy stuff on men and women. It just don't make sense. And there's a thought process of God. This book, and the comfort of the coming for those who are ready to be born again, who are ready to be birthed into God. Now, you know what the truth is. I ain't going to do the whole lecture on truth. We have one. You can go into Blog Talk Radio, look up Elohim Christ, and you can catch some of the shows anytime, day of the week. And you can catch the show on truth, catch the shows on being born again, all that. But we want to keep moving, because there's so much to cover. There's so much material that you need to have, that you need to know. And we're going to be bringing it to you here on Blog Talk Radio. As much as possible. We're going to do as many shows as possible until we go through the entire book. Now, the book will be on sale, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. It will be on sale, and you will be able to buy it, okay? We're going to give you the information soon. We're going to give you the information on how to get the book, okay? Now, being born again, you're constantly being born again, minute to minute, hour to hour, second to second, week to week, month to month, year to year. The question is, what are you being born into? That's the question. You are a designer. You can design the most wonderful life that you want for yourself. The question is, what do you want for yourself? Okay? That's the question. What kind of life do you want for yourself? Design that life, and every day, the birthing process will birth you into that life. If you want to be a millionaire, read books about millionaires, not thousandaires. You want to be a billionaire, read books about billionaires, not millionaires. Somebody, some God has already done what you're trying to do. Some of them have done it the right way. Some of them has done it the wrong way, but it has been done. You coming in as a God with the right moral compass, you can do it the right way. Do it in such a way that will be beneficial for you your immediate family and your entire diaspora and the world, the whole planet will be reading your story, reading your journey. Remember, nobody's there with you 24 hours a day. That's what makes the truth. You were there. You witnessed it. You saw it because you did it. It's your journey. You weren't there when Moses did what he did. You weren't there when Jesus did what he did. No, when Solomon did what he did. So it's not your truth. It's their truth. Anybody that comes to you talking about what they want to tell you what Moses meant, kick them to the curb. The only person that know what Moses meant was Moses. And if they don't have a direct line to Moses, they can't tell you what Moses meant. Moses knew what he wrote, how he wrote it, and why he wrote it. Now, the Bible is set up where there's different thought processes. That's what we're talking. That's what we're talking about. So somebody got to explain something to you about the Bible. That means that you're functioning as men and women, and you don't have access. We don't have access to what they're calling this Holy Ghost, but it's not a Holy Ghost. You're not being possessed like it says in Luke, that something looked like a man flipped down on Jesus and went in him. You're not being possessed. Possessions aren't taking place, okay? Your actions or bringing things to you. You want a different reaction to life? Change what you're doing. They have you stuck in these religions. You be there all your life, over and over, going through the same thing. You need to be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. This guy was a dog going on, what do you call it? He was a Sanhedrin, knew the Bible and the scriptures backwards and forth, but he was stuck. The birthing process on him had stopped. He's stuck in the same place. That makes people go insane. That makes you crazy. You can't go to the next level. All your life, you're supposed to be going from level to level to level to level, because that's what the birthing process is all about. That's what being born, when they talk about, when Jesus told Nicodemus he needed to be born again, he was telling him he needed a mental upgrade into what he was teaching. That's what he was talking about. The man needed to grow, but he couldn't grow. You sit in these churches, you can bear witness to what I'm saying. Every week, they go through the same thing over and over and over and over, trying to convince you that you're a man or you're a woman, and that you're under those restrictions, and you have me as an overseer, me as a preacher, a minister, whatever they call themselves, to look out for you and take care of you. And I'm being blessed for that. They're being blessed by you. If you want to see how blessed they're being by this God they're talking about, you as a God, stop giving them money. Let them get the money directly from who they're talking about. It ain't going to happen. They'll be sleeping in the street. Because you're the gods that's blessing them, okay? This is what we want to get you to understand. The birthing process has begun. We need you to get the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. We need you to pick this book up and read it. It will help you, along with the King James Authorized, King James Version of the Bible. Leave the rest of them alone. They've changed them around. They're taking the keys out of the book so that you can't see. I don't want to go too far on this because I got a whole lecture on this. I did a whole lecture on this the other day. Did a whole hour on this the other day. So I suggest if you haven't heard the other lectures from first of the year, then you need to go back in the Blog Talk Radio anytime you feel like, because these lectures are recorded and you can listen to it. Check it out. Might even be able to download it and keep it. Okay? Listen. I'm just going to show you how the keys work in the book. Then we're going to go into book one of the Bible 2.0, Tyrannical Scriptures. The book says that you are God. So if men and women are God, every time, everywhere they talk about God, they talk about a man or a woman. So let's go back in Genesis where they said, let us make men and women. They were talking about having sex to make a baby. That's what they were talking about. And the babies are men and women, not children, infants, and teenagers and all that. They do that to screw your mind up. You're born men and women. That's how the book is set up. And those people were on a ship when they made everything. They put their children on a planet for 1,000 years before Adam and Eve was even talked about. Okay? Now, I'm not going to go no further into that because I don't want to get sidetracked. Because there's a lot to talk about when we talk about the uncaused cause. That's what we're talking about. Now, the birthing process has begun, but this process had to take place globally. We need help getting this information out. So as soon as you find out where the book is, when you can get the book, by next week, we'll be giving you the information on where you can get the book from. Okay? Once you start purchasing the book, read the book. The book will help you going towards the birthing process. Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, okay? It's a very powerful little book. It has a lot of keys in it to help you understand some of these religious books that we're talking about. Talking about the Bible, the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, Asri, all of them books. Help you understand the Christ consciousness, or what they call the universal mind, so you can tap into it and get answers to your questions. The only questions that are not answered is the ones that's never asked. You can't get an answer to a question that's never asked. Think about that, man. Think about what we're telling you. This broadcast is for people who are ready to step up into their godhood. Remember, God don't lie. God don't break the rules. God don't go against his own design. If we step up into our godhood, the jails would empty out because you don't be doing anything that's against rules or regulations. This is how God functions. God make laws, not break laws, you know? Now, we're going to go into book one. First thing we're going to talk about, right? Book one. We're going to prepare your mind for this information because you have been so brainwashed. You know what I mean by brainwashed is that they have convinced you to be stuck at a certain place. They have convinced you that the knowledge you're getting is the best knowledge on the planet, and they're lying to you 24 hours a day. There was no Big Bang. The first thing you have to do as you go into the birthing process, book one, we are not believers in the Bible. We accept the Bible's thought process. It's the Bible's thought process. That's what we're talking about now. The Bible has its own thought process, but you have groups that are bringing their thought process to the Bible and convincing you that it's the right thought process because your children function as men and women. They can trick you. They got you doing all kinds of stuff. Well, if you're a woman, you can't teach. And they're right. You're a woman, you can't teach nothing. But the book tells you that you're God. That's what's going on. The book tells you you're God. Different groups are putting their thought process on the Bible and are becoming trapped in their own minds with the stories. Those stories will trap you, literally trap you, so that the birthing process will cease to exist. You're not being born into anything. You're being born into the thought process of the overseer, which is a slave master. That's what you got to, and they'll tell you that they're the overseer. I'm a preacher, I'm a minister, I'm just saying, we need leadership. If I don't have to cross the street, why don't I have to call somebody to lead me across the street once I figure out how to get there? You know what I mean? They got you coming and going. These people, I mean, the puppet masters, they're good, man. I mean, they're really good. They'll talk Lincoln off Penny. That's how good they are. I know how to say that a lot. As we're going through the process, okay, And in book one, it asks you questions. What is the truth? Now, you know what the truth is. We don't talk about that. Book one, six, it said truth is what you see and experience in your lifetime. Okay? We're going through the book now, you know? Book 1, 7, everyone has their own truth or their own experience. This is all in the book, what we've been talking about. I'm literally going through the book now. If you're going somewhere and someone else's truth or story can help you get there, it's okay to use their truth. Remember, we talked about all of this. I wasn't going through the book, but now I'm going through the book. And when you get the book, all of this is in the book. You can read it for yourself. Book 1, verse 9. In today's society, they copyright their truth, and others who use their truth compensate them for their truth. That's what I talked about earlier. Whatever you want to do, if you want to be a carpenter, there's carpenters out there. Read their books, and they will help you become a carpenter. If you want to be a carpenter, don't be caught up in auto mechanics. That's not what you're trying to do. You want to be birthed into what you have designed your life for. That's what's going on. You want to be a millionaire? Read books on millionaire. You want to be a billionaire? Then don't read books about millionaires. Read books about billionaires. Somebody's truth can help you get to where you're trying to go. Just remember, it's not your truth. It's their truth. Don't get caught up. When these preachers come talking this trash to you, it's not their truth. It's Moses' truth, Jesus' truth. It's their truth. And it's definitely not your truth, okay? In today's society, they copyright their truth. And others who use their truth compensate them for their truth. And there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody do something that you can use, pay them for it. That's okay. $25, $30, $50, whatever they're charging. You got books out here. I have paid as much as $300, $400 for a book. You know what I'm saying? If you think that their truth is worth it, then go ahead and get it. Book 1, Chapter 10, to help you see better what we mean, we are going to take you on a journey from pre-Genesis to Genesis 1. I'm reading from the book. And the King James Version, Psalm 82:6, it says that we are all God, children of the Most High. That passage is the key to the Bible. How and what makes us gods? How and what makes us gods, and who is the Most High? These are questions. If you ask these questions, you will get answers. The only answer that you don't get is to questions that's never asked. How can you get an answer to a question that's never asked? We are born men and women, and what makes us gods? We're going to go through that, and it's going to take us into the uncaused cause. For those of you who are confused, they are baby carriers and non-baby carriers. What you call yourself is up to you. If God knows good and evil and is the designer using source energy for his own purpose. Okay, I'm reading the book now. All this is in the book, okay? There is one universal law that everyone in the cosmos is based on. Everything in the cosmos is based on this law. Read what you sow. We're not talking about that. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. This is in the book. So that you can read it for yourself. By using mathematics, you can control the reaction. That's science. By taking the read what you sow thought process out of the equation, it becomes immoral and we lose our way. What is good and what is evil? Oh boy, that's a good question. Good is when you do things that you do not mind if they are done to you. Evil is when you're doing things to others that you don't want done to you. That is also what we call corruption. Corruption is a character flaw of men and women. That's why we ask you to embrace and become what it says you are in Psalm 82:6 of the King James Bible and confirmed by Jesus in John 10:34-36 in the King James Version. I'm reading the book now because when I just do a freelance, I'm going to be giving you the verses and the chapters of the Bible where these things are. I'm letting you know. Because when they talk about, let's go to the Bible, it's in the Bible. All this stuff I'm talking about is in the book, okay? That way you become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Men and women are under the umbrella of nature. You can go outside as a man or woman and flap your arms and you will never fly. It is not natural for a man or a woman to fly like a bird. It's just not natural. We design ourselves to live under nature, nature's protection for survival. We talked about this, okay? I'm just reading it to you because everything I'm talking about is in the book, okay? We are born men and women and develop into gods. As men and women, we are considered children and are confused about who and what we are, okay? Baby carriers, non-baby carriers. What you call yourself is up to you. Once we become aware of who we are, we begin to design things and we begin to fly higher and faster than any bird. And the rest is history. Everything that we use on this planet was designed for God by God. Smile, you are the God that's designing and making all this here stuff. Ain't nobody coming out of no sky to do this for you. It's time to come out of your childhood and be the God that you're meant to be, okay? The construction of the fabric called space, oh boy. The construction of the fabric called space is dimensions and black holes are very tricky to explain using the English language. But since it's the only one I know, I will do the best I can to explain it. Everything in the universe is made up of some type of energy. And we get into the topic today. Book 1, verse 36. God, men and women, are made up of two types of energy, corporeal and incorporeal energy. All right? I don't know how much time we have to bring out. I'm not going to be getting all of it, but we're going to continue from this point as the days go on. We're going through the book, okay? We're made up of two types of energy, corporeal and incorporeal energy. One type vibrates at the atomic level, corporeal. Other one vibrates at the subatomic level, incorporeal. The incorporeal energy vibrates at the particle level at least three or more times smaller than a neutron. With that being said, let's take the journey from pre-Bible, okay, King James Version, to where the Bible starts at Genesis 1, okay? Book 1, verse 40. We start with what we call the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. But when you think back, there had to be a time when something was just here and was not made by anything. Think about it. You keep going back, well, who made this or who made that? Who made this or who made that? You can rack your brain till you go crazy. There has to be a time when something was just here, period. Okay? But what evidence do we have to support the claim? At the moment, there was nothing here but it. So everything that exists had to be made up out of that substance. We call it energy. Think about it. Everything is made up of some type of energy. You just got to break the energy down to know which energy came first and which energy came second and how all this stuff developed. At the point of its existence, it was incorporeal energy. The perpetual motion process, incorporeal energy, causes it to multiply by splitting and forming clusters. B146. Incorporeal energy gives off a corporeal gas, and at one point, the two energies were occupying the same environment. What does that mean? I can tell you what it means, because this is the journey of Elohim Christ, okay? This information is being brought to you, so we know what we're talking about. Incorporeal energy gives off a corporeal gas. At one point, the two energies were occupying the same environment, the same space, as you might want to call it, okay? To give you a different thought process on it, incorporeal energy, through its motion, makes its own power, which keeps it in a state of perpetual motion. Incorporeal energy in a constant state of perpetual motion, and it makes and it gives off a gas. Okay, the byproduct of this motion is corporeal gas. That's what we're talking about. You're incorporeal being surrounded by corporeal gas, which is your flesh. This is what we're trying to tell you. The incorporeal energy, that's what was here. That's the substance that was here. And everything in the universe comes from that incorporeal energy. You know where the flesh comes from. The flesh comes from the corporeal gas that the incorporeal energy gives off through its perpetual motion, through its perpetual motional cycle, okay? The byproduct of this incorporeal gas, the two energies in the same environment produces a new environment called the fabric of space, which is another form of energy. That's right. This is how space is formed. This space is formed due to the frequency of the incorporeal energy and the corporeal energy. This is where the fabric of space is coming from. We're breaking it down to you. They don't know. We're giving you a different thought process. You can believe it? We're telling you, don't believe nothing. This is a thought process, something that you can wrap your mind around. Your incorporeal beings wrap in corporeal gas, which is flesh. We're going to get into all that, how it came about, where does flesh come from, how do we get into this particular dimension, okay? We're just getting started here. The two energies in the same environment produce a new environment called the fabric of space, which is another form of energy. That's right. This is how space is formed. This is B1 49. Because of the nature of the two energies, the space that they were making did not vibrate at the same rate of speed and caused a barrier between the different energies of what we now call dimensions. We're going through the whole thing. If you're not familiar with the term dimension, fabric of space, and those particular concepts, okay, incorporeal energy, corporeal energy. You know about corporeal energy because they have studied corporeal energy all their lives. The whole periodic table is based on corporeal energy, okay? The neutrons, all of your atomic structures are based on corporeal energy. They're trying to get into incorporeal energy, but they ain't got there yet, but they're working on it. You got to remember, these scientists are actually God, and they're asking questions about this stuff. As they're asking questions, the answers are going to come. That's how the Christ consciousness or the universal mind works. We're on a B-150. I'm going to go over that again. Because of the nature of the two energies, the space that they were making did not vibrate at the same rate of speed and caused the barrier between the different energies of which we now call dimension. Okay? This is B-151. The three dimensions and the energy that they made produced an energy that we call dark matter. Now you know where dark matter comes from. Dark matter comes from the three energies vibrating at different rates of speed, and through that makes other things happen, produces other things. Okay, that's what's going on. And this energy that we call in dark matter permeates the entire cosmos. They know it's there. The machine and technology that they have haven't gotten to the point that they can use it. They know it's there. They're witnessing these energies. They can't explain them, but they have no idea where dark matter comes from. But they're witnessing the energy. We're telling you where all this stuff comes from, how it originated. Okay? The four energies, incorporeal, corporeal, vibrant space, and dark matter, produce a chaos that we call a black hole. They don't know where the black holes come from, but we're telling you where the black holes come from. The frequency of these four energies produces a chaos. What I mean by chaos is what you might call an erratic function. Okay, it produces a chaos that we call the black hole. The two frequencies of matter force the fabric of space energy to produce a barrier that separates them into two different dimensions. Okay? Now, how do they travel through these dimensions? If incorporeal energy and corporeal energy, they have to travel from one dimension to the other. How do you think they get through? The black hole becomes the funnel between the dimensions, and they can travel through the black hole as a portal from one dimension to the next. Okay? This is Book 1, B3. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to go through some of this stuff twice because it's a new thought process. The two frequencies of matter force the fabric of space energy to produce a barrier that separated them into two different dimensions. Since incorporeal energy is not a byproduct of anything, it is the original source energy. That's what we talked about. That's what this is about. What is source energy? We can't tell you where source comes from, because if you go back far enough thinking-wise, there had to be a time is a measurement of motion. So we never get into the space-time thing. They done screwed that up so bad. They don't know what they're talking about when they're talking about space-time. Space-time this and space-time that. Look, we're going to straighten all this out. The thought processes, we're going to straighten all these thought processes out as we go through this. We're giving you a different thought process, just a different way to think. Do you believe it? Don't we tell you don't believe nothing. But it's a different thought process. It's a way to think about things that you haven't thought about before. This is Book 1. 54. Since incorporeal energy is not a byproduct of anything, it is the original source energy. That means in you, this is part of what makes you a God. In you is the energy that brought everything into existence. That's why Jesus was able to say, I was here in the beginning. Incorporeal energy is a part of who we are. We were all a part of the beginning process. Yes, we are the Alpha and the Omega. That incorporeal energy, it doesn't go away. It doesn't die. It exists forever because it has the perpetual motion process in it. We're giving off corporeal energy. We're giving off corporeal energy every day of our lives. Okay? Every day of our lives, we're giving off corporeal energy. Okay? When you eat, the corporeal energy gets mixed in with the waste product. Corporeal, well, it's not really waste. Corporeal energy gets mixed into your cycle, into your fecal cycle, and it comes out. That's why it's so dangerous for you to be constipated, because there's energies in there that actually can destroy you if they're not dissipated. And they never told you this before, but you know now. This is the thought processes that you don't have, okay? we're trying to, well, we need comforters out here. We need gods, people who know that they're gods and understand what a god is, so that we can begin to turn this paradise into a paradise for everybody, not just a few. We got it like that. The money that we're giving the churches, if we pull that money to do things, nobody would sleep on the street. Nobody would have a problem with medical care and all of this kind of crap. We will be building houses for these people. We will buy land for these people. The money is here. The money that the Pope got is enough to feed every man, woman, and child on the planet. You know what I mean? The money is here. Everything is here once God recognized that that person sleeping on the street is a God whose birthing process is not birthing him into anything. He don't know that he's God. He don't know what he's capable of. Plus, he's functioning as men and women. They're functioning as children. Children grow up. Your teenagers, you have trouble with your teenagers because they're growing into their godhood. And you don't know you a God, so you don't recognize the God that's in them that's beginning to come. The birthing process for them is going, but what are they being birthed into? This is what you have to sit down and talk to your children about. If your children want to be doctors, then their birthing process should take them into medical, whatever it is, whether it's medical school or, you know, and all of that. But if you're going to medical school and that's your birthing process, don't be hanging out with lawyers. Hang out with people that are on the journey with you. If you're going to New York, why are you hanging out with people that's going to Washington? It don't make sense. Go with the people that's going where you're going. This is what your parents, well, all our parents try to tell us, they try to tell me. But I wasn't listening. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's so much that we have to get into. There's so many different thought processes that we have to do. We hear what they say, like they say in the Matrix, we're here to free your mind. That's why we're here. The comforters are here to bring you information, to give you the rationality to forgive what's been going on by the children. Men and women are children. That's what nature is designed for. Nature is designed to keep the children from self-destruction. Men and women are under nature. God is above nature, right? All right. Now, we're on B1, book one, verse 55. This is where we at. We're talking about source energy. We've been through, so you know what source energy is. The energy that was here that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. You have to come to that realization. If you go back in your mind, just think about it, back and back, well, who made this and who made that and who made him and who made him? You come to the point that there had to be a point when something was just, and from that thing that was here, since that was the only thing in existence at the time, everything had to be made from that particular thing, which is energy. This is the first thing you learn when you're trying to get into science. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. We have to think about that word create. Create means making something from nothing. We're not creating anything. We're making something from something else. This is what we're doing. This is what we have been doing. Okay? This is why we're going to go into Genesis when it says God made the heavens and the earth. They try to throw that word create in there. They're using both terms because the keys are there for God if you have the right thought process. You won't use the word create because we can't create nothing. We can only make something out of something. The old farmers say you got to pour water into the well to get water out. You know what I mean? There's so much, so much that we have to talk about, and we're going to be talking about it. Now, I could be on the air every, I got so much to talk about, I could be on the air every day for the next 10 years, but being on the air every day is a little tricky. So I'm going to be on the air as much as possible. I'm scheduled to be on the air every day. As things begin to do what it's supposed to do through my birthing process, I will be able to be on the air every day. Right now, that's a little tricky for me, okay? We're in the Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. We're talking about the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. And we're giving you the how of things that went into motion, okay? Incorporeal energy has a perpetual motion factor to it, which gives off a corporeal gas. The corporeal gas is what flesh is made up out of. As we go down, we're going to be talking about how this incorporeal energy, you know what I mean, took the fleshly system to start making the planet. We're going to get into all of that. All that's in here, but we're going to get to it. We only got about 3 minutes left. We're almost out of time. I like to talk about love, but what we talked about in the beginning sort of made up for that. Now we got time for just maybe one more verse here. B156. Incorporeal energy. Well, B155. B155. Or what the Bible calls the Most High. The Most High is incorporeal energy. And this incorporeal energy has a law. The law is reap what you sow. And through science, we're learning so much. We're doing so much. Science is the key to a whole lot of stuff, the scientific methodology. But you have to put the reap what you sow back in there. So these scientists don't be doing these viruses and stuff that's going to destroy everything. One of the princes said he would like to come back. I have some people say, well, too many people on the planet. We got a remedy for that. Kill yourself. That solves our problem and yours. Your problem, that will be one less person on the planet. So we don't have to worry about you no more. And our problem, we have to worry about you doing something stupid to kill us because you think there's too many people here. That solves both problems. Okay, but anybody say that they think there's too many people on the planet, we got a solution. Go jump off a doggone bridge or blow your brains out or something. That solves both problems, ours and yours. Okay. So we had a Tyrannical Scriptures. We have book one, verse 55. We're going to continue from book one, verse 55, the next time we go on the air. And this book is going to be available, all right? So you need to get this book next week. I think about 90 seconds. I'm doing my assertion. I have walked the path of reap what you sow. And all that I have done today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. So let it be done. Everything I've done today, I gladly have it come back to me. Because I haven't done anything today that I don't want to come back to me. This is how your life is supposed to be done. You're not supposed to be doing things that you don't want to come back to you. Because they're going to come back to you. Period. That's how everything works. Okay? Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. When you go forth, okay, you go forth and have a feel good day. Have a feel good evening tonight and have a feel good day tomorrow. Just think about it. Don't do or think anything to a person that will not make them feel good. Now you're loving that person. And with that, this is your brother Elohim signing off. We'll talk to you the next time we're up, okay? I'm trying to find the little button here to do things. Okay. We're no longer streaming, so good night. It's your brother Elohim signing off, and I will chit-chat with you again next time we get together. Much love, guys.